Welcome back to the American Journal. Getting ready to kick off the second hour of the show. A lot happening here. If you want to join the discussion, the phone number is 877-789-2539. That is 877-789-2539. That is the number you can call into if you want to join the show. Of course, we've got a lot to sound off on. We'll be taking your calls throughout this hour and a little bit into the next hour. So if you were calling yesterday, we didn't have enough time to get to you, call soon. You got to call real quick. You got to be the first one on the list. We try to get to everyone, of course. And I'm trying to expand the timing, of course, give everyone like an hour at least so we get through as many calls as possible. But, you know, every now and then, doesn't really work out. I also want to give a quick shout out right now over at citizenfreepress.com. He is streaming our show, and I am a big fan of Kane. He's been a great supporter of mine for many, many years now, helping me when I first stepped into the independent world. And so it's an honor to be featured up at CFP. If you guys don't use CFP every single day, you're really behind right now, I must say. Citizen Free Press is actually where I go. And many of us here on InfoWars, when we start off our day to see what's going on in the news cycle, Kane and his team work incredibly quick to get the most important stories up on the website. And so we are honored to be featured there. And just want to give that quick shout out and thank Kane for doing just that and supporting us continuously. We are very, 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 very proud of him and all the incredible work that he does. So thank you, Kane. All right, folks, we got a lot happening in the next hour. Like I mentioned, the State Department finally doing something that we've been hoping they would do, and that's revoke thousands of visas, people we don't want in this country. Well, they got the boot. I'll break down the numbers and those who have, they've had their visas pulled. This includes probably the worst of the worst, people accused and not accused, sorry, convicted of sexual assault, DUI, child abuse, you know, people that the Biden regime loves to allow into our country. I will break down that report because, you know, I have my eyes all over that. And it's going to be quite interesting as we see how the State Department handles all of this. They've been pretty decent on a lot of these issues. So we'll keep our eye on that. We'll also talk about the very latest in regards to ICE. I'll show you a video. We'll spare you for now. But one of the individuals who was a part of the violent protests, he was an agitator. He's just pleaded guilty. I'll show you the evidence. Obviously, there's a lot of evidence against him. But it was a high-profile case. The federal government was hunting this guy down. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Also, good news in regards to Sharia. That is, for those of us who don't want Sharia anywhere in this country, the Sharia caucus is expanding. I'll bring you the latest count. And it's very impressive on how many politicians are actually now speaking out on the issue that is Islam. It's quite fascinating, right? Rasmussen Reports dropped a poll just a few weeks ago and was detailing how most Americans truly do fear Islam and its expansion here in the United States. There was also that Turning Point poll that was also taken, and it was a top issue for so many conservative Christians. And so as a result of all of that, you finally have a lot of people jumping on board. Amy Meck is someone who's been in this fight from day one, and she's done an incredible job at fighting back. She's never had this level of support before, and I think it's quite impressive. You know, we saw Amy Meck, which we rarely do. She was at a congressional hearing, and I was so proud of her for being there. But she was right behind another friend of the show, Robert Spencer, who was speaking out on the issue that is Islam, obviously. You know, Robert Spencer has been brave enough, again, another one, in this fight for far too long, I'd say. But he's not giving up anytime soon. And the reason why I say far too long is because he's been trying to warn the American people as to what's happening. And sadly, not many have reacted to the information he's put out there. Now, they even tried to kill him. They've tried their hardest to go after Robert Spencer, but he testified and Amy Meck was right behind him as well. And I know it ticked off a lot of the Islamists. I did see that CARE was not very happy about it either. But here we are, folks. It's so impressive to see all these incredible patriots come forward and speak out on this issue. And so we'll dive into that in just a bit. We'll also be joined by Tom Renz. Why? Well, there's something I'm very passionate about. And it's my dogs. It's my dogs. As many of you guys know, if you follow me on X, that's at Brianna Morello, I constantly am posting about my pups. And I don't feed them dog food. And I'll explain to you while we have Tom Renz on the show why I don't feed them dog food. And I don't think you should either. Tons of chemicals in there. It's like the processed garbage that they put in our food, but it's worse, significantly worse. Renz is jumping on because he's very passionate about the subject as well. And he'll be there you go. They've got that one on standby all the time. Folks, I got more to discuss in a bit. Don't go anywhere. The American Journal is only starting. We know we're about an hour in, but we're still starting off, so don't go anywhere.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Waking up America, one narrative at a time. Brianna Morello is live on the American Journal right now on band.video and x.com.
Last night, I talked to Texas Senate candidate James Tallarico, but it wasn't on the show. It wasn't on the show. We put the interview on our YouTube channel because of something called the Equal Time Rule. And that rule says that if a show on broadcast television has a qualified candidate on during an election, they have to offer equal time to all that candidate's opponents. It's a pretty famous rule. But here's the thing. There has long been a very famous exception to that rule, and that exception included talk shows, interviews with politicians. We looked, and we can't find one example of this rule being enforced for any talk show interview, not only for my entire late night career, but for anyone's late night career going back to the 1960s. But on January 21st, we heard from FCC Chairman Brendan Carr, seen here testifying how to purple and nurple. Carr, he issued a letter saying he was thinking about getting rid of that talk show exception. He had not gotten rid of it yet, but CBS generously did it for him and told me unilaterally that I had to abide by the equal time rules, something I have never been asked to do for an interview in the 21 years of this job. Now, that decision, I want to be clear, is their right, just like I have the right to talk about their decision on air. Last night, all right. Last night, I did, and people who interview politicians for a living noticed.
Stephen Colbert making headlines.
Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
Wow, everyone's talking about this Stephen Colbert fella. You know what I think? You know what I think? Somebody that popular should get their own talk show. Anyway, I said my piece last night. We made some jokes. It's what they pay me for. And I was ready to let the whole thing go. Until a few hours ago, when my group chat blowed up because, without ever talking to me, the corporation put out this press release, this statement. Now, this is a surprisingly small piece of paper considering how many butts it's trying to cover. In it, they say, The Late Show was not prohibited by CBS from broadcasting the interview with Representative James Tallarico. The show was provided legal guidance that the broadcast could trigger the FCC equal time rule for two other candidates, including Representative Jasmine Crockett, and presented options for how the equal time for other candidates could be fulfilled. The Late Show decided to present the interview through its YouTube channel with on-air promotion on the broadcast rather than potentially providing the equal time options. Now, clearly, this statement was written by, and I'm guessing, four lawyers. Now, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't want to tell them how to do their jobs. But since they seem intent on telling me how to do mine, here we go. Fellas. I am well aware that we can book other guests. I didn't need to be presented with that option. I've had Jasmine Crockett on my show twice. I could prove that to you. I could prove that to you, but the network won't let me show you her picture without including her opponents. So I'll have to show you this picture of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein instead. They made me do it. I didn't want to.
What an absolute loser. I'll step in on this one because obviously it's just a grift. Folks, I've worked in media, obviously. I've worked at Fox. I could promise you that this is what goes on. Okay. I know this because behind closed doors, this is what they always talk about. They want to be fair. They want to be balanced. So you got to give both times, both opportunities to both sides. And so for one, this doesn't seem to make any sense. Sounds like a grift to me. It sounds like he's using this to fundraise off of. Tallarico is someone who I've actually never heard of. I think we played one clip from him. He's a state representative in Texas, just to give you some background. Far lefty. This is actually helping him out. He's able to fundraise off of this. He's racked in about $2.5 million since this little stunt that was committed, obviously, by the failed comedian. And as a result of all of this, well, I mean, that's pretty impressive. $2.5 million. He would have never in a million years been able to bring in that money otherwise. Never. So as we continue to dig into this, just know that you got people out there who are posing as comedians who are sitting there and they're trying to help fundraise. This has obviously done him wonders, Tallarico, because nobody knows who he is. He has not had an impact in, he hasn't had an impact here in Texas. So just keep that in the back of your minds. All right, folks, let's pivot a little bit. I'm getting this live feed right now. The Georgia Election Board is holding its first meeting since the FBI raid today. That's happening today. It looks like we could be watching this live. We'll bring it to you if anything important happens, but I just noticed that notification had gone out, and we're keeping our eye on it. Again, a lot happening in Fulton County still. That's where we're getting the heat on for a lot of this. Oh, by the way, folks, remember when we played that clip from John Solomon in regards to John Solomon saying there was going to be a raid in Arizona? That was according to his sources. Still no raid in Arizona regarding the Maricopa County Elections Center. I know he hinted that was going to happen last week. Still nothing there. I've been waiting patiently, very, very patiently. I also want to swing things over right now. It looks like there's we could get to that in a little bit. He's not talking yet. All right, I want to dive into this one too. Let's talk about the State Department, because right now the State Department has announced that it has revoked about 100,000 foreign nationals who were arrested or have been convicted of crimes here in the United States. Now, when you break this all down, it has some of the lowest of lows individuals who you wouldn't want in this country in the first place, like individuals who have been priorly convicted of domestic violence, sexual abuse, DUI, child abuse, and assault. Now, that's just some of the individuals that they're telling us have, in fact, been, had their visas pulled, yanked. We've also got a lot more. I'm trying to scroll down on the actual claim, because when you scroll down on it, they actually break down some examples in the tweet that was released by the State Department. And the State Department put this up yesterday. And obviously, this has caused quite the stir. They don't like it when you do things like that. One individual who had his visa revoked, according to the State Department, was a foreign national who was arrested multiple times for domestic violence and public intoxication. I mean, how is this even a thing? He also did, of course, violate his bail. Another foreign national came to the United States to teach young students, then was arrested for sexually assaulting one of them. Visa revoked. There's another foreign national, of course, also accused of sexually abusing three young women. His visa has been revoked. Now, again, these are accusations, so they're going to be blurring out their faces. I don't know why we do this, but this is what they do. Again, another individual is accused of having at least two DUIs, caught going 90 miles per hour, weaving in and out of traffic. Visa revoked. And the list goes on and on. Is it a good move? Yes. Getting a visa It's not their right. They don't have a right to our visas. But folks, should we be doing this? Yes. Should it be done in an aggressive stance? Yes. You need to set the tone. We don't need these people in our country. And I appreciate when we openly say just that. Coming to the United States on a visa is not their right. They don't have a right to that. They don't. Remember that guy, Kilmar Garcia? We're on the topic of the feds trying to crunch down. All right, the Kilmar Garcia story is one of the most wildest ones, right? Because we deported him, we sent him off, and we brought him back into the country because apparently he is someone who is qualified for due process. Now, this individual has been accused of being a human trafficker, also being associated with cartels and whatnot. Again, he denies all of this, and he's had multiple attempts to make pleas to immigration courts to keep him here. He's claiming that he could potentially be a victim of violence if he is sent back to his country. Now, isn't that something that's fascinating? A victim, if he's shipped back. Well, it's very unfortunate right now because the Trump administration, and they brought him back in. They brought him back into the country time and time again. Well, now a federal judge has ruled that ICE is blocked from re-detaining Garcia as the 90-day post-removal detention period has expired and the government lacks realistic or viable plans to deport him. I mean, that's obviously a big story. Of course, they're going to appeal it. Of course, they're going to try to push back. It looks like Zuckerberg might be speaking right now. I just want to make sure that we have the right feed going. I DM'd it to you guys. But it looks like this might, it says live.
Is there a way for parents to make a request on what their kid can see or not see on your sites?
There are a lot of parental controls. I'm not sure if they're, I don't think that we currently have a control around topics, but we do allow parents to control the time that the children are on the site. And also, a lot of it is based on kind of monitoring and understanding what the teen's experience is, what they're interacting with.
Mr. Citrin, Discord allows pornography on its site. Now, reportedly, 17% of minors who use Discord have had online sexual interactions on your platform, 17%. And 10% had those interactions with someone that the minor believed to be an adult. Do you restrict minors from accessing Discord servers that host pornographic material on them?
All right, let me step in on this. They're running it as a live feed, but I don't think this is live right now. He's supposed to be testifying, and we're getting the details for you right now. He's supposed to be testifying in a landmark case right now. Now, right now, a CNN news website is actually running this as a live feed, but I don't think this is live right now, because I don't think this is in front of Congress. But we're looking at this. We'll dive into it and make sure that we're bringing you the most accurate information. But we've got our eyes on just that. All right, let's keep diving into it. So again, yeah, he's being, it's a total toss-up. You know how many left-wing organizations jumped in on all of this when it came to Kilmar Garcia? He's got the best representation right now going on. The best. Folks, we're taking your calls too in just a little bit. 877-789-2539 is the number to call. That's 877-789-2539. That's the number to call into right now. Remember this story? You guys probably remember this. This is a video of a man who was throwing concrete bricks. He was throwing them at Border Patrol vehicles as they were passing through. You definitely remember this because there was a massive reward out for anyone who had him arrested. Well, he just pleaded guilty yesterday. And so this individual is actually facing at least 20 years in prison after pleading guilty in court. Which is quite impressive, folks, that they were able to secure his plea of guilt. 20 years in prison is what he's currently facing. Absolutely, he could have killed someone. You know, there were all these stories in Long Island. I'll never forget when it came closer and closer to Thanksgiving. People were literally throwing frozen turkeys off of the bridges as cars were passing by. And it hit one woman in the face. And the damage that was done to her face, she needed facial reconstruction and everything. I mean, the damage that this guy could have done, he could have killed one of these officers. But they don't care. We're dealing with terrorists here. So a win's a win when the DOJ is able to possibly get, here you go, this one was it. She actually passed away. That's crazy. Yeah, remember the story as a kid growing up. And it was absolutely heartbreaking. But folks, this is the amount of damage that could be done. You can't just turn away and ignore it. You have to actually address these issues. And these people need to go to prison. They need to go to prison. I want to play this clip to make sure it's on your radar. In clip 7, we're going to listen to CNN's Pam Brown, who apparently is now announcing a special project where she's going to be going after Christian nationalism. Take a listen to clip 7.
Well, for the past several months, I've been working on a special project examining the growing influence of Christian nationalism in America. If you're not familiar, Christian nationalism is an ideology rooted in the belief that our country was founded as a Christian nation and that our laws and institutions should reflect Christian values. In the lead up to my hour-long documentary this weekend, we're going to bring you a preview of what you'll see, starting off with the assassination of Charlie Kirk last year. Experts say it was a pivotal moment for the movement and an occasion where the tragedy of his loss unified Christian nationalists and the Trump administration as they honored him.
September 21st, 2025.
America is a nation in grief, a nation in shock, and a nation in mourning. Charles James Kirk was heinously murdered.
That young man. I forgive him.
Charlie Kirk, a conservative activist and prominent Christian nationalist, was assassinated. It became a rallying call for those who believed in his message.
Our greatest evangelist for American liberty became immortal.
And it was a call to action.
My charge to all of you, put Christ at the center of your life as he advocated for giving his.
Memorial service was one of the most potent examples of the shift in our culture that we're experiencing right now, where a large segment of American Christians are being activated by these ideas, radicalized by these ideas that say that they are the persecuted ones and that they need to stand up for Christians' rights.
This is the new narrative they're trying to drum up, of course. They are trying their very best to drum up this narrative. Again, folks, the number is 877-789-2539. That's the number you're going to want to call into if you want to join the show. I want to pivot to another interesting thing. I don't know if this is going to turn into like the food show. I really don't know. But I might as well just do it. I think it's really, really interesting when we talk about food, and I do it all the time. A Chicago man has filed a lawsuit. This was back in 2023 against Buffalo Wild Wings. Now, if you're wondering why I'm talking about this, it's because I think it's fascinating. I think it's fascinating because he claimed that the boneless wings, which is the title, obviously, of boneless wings, is false advertising. He argued that it was actually just sliced chicken breast, and it wasn't actually the wing being deboned and then made boneless. Now, obviously, that's outrageous if you're someone who has too much spare time on your hands, so you sue. Well, a federal judge just dismissed the proposed class action lawsuit. He did just that yesterday by issuing a 10-page ruling. There's a lot of puns in it too, though. The judge said that the complaint has no meat on its bone. I like it. I like this judge. Finding that reasonable consumers aren't being misled by the term boneless wings because it's common sense, you fool. It's common sense. They also go on to say that there's been other things that are on menu items all across the country, like chicken fingers. No one thinks it's an actual finger of a chicken. You just know that it's a long shaped piece of chicken. So the judge just tossed the lawsuit, and if he wants to make any changes, he can try to bring it back in, but Buffalo Wild Wings can keep its boneless wings option. and they don't have to surrender. I just think it's so funny. I just think it's so funny. See, there's a lot of things that they try to claim are obviously being misleading. And specifically, by the way, he was trying to go after Illinois and utilize their courts to say that this violates their courts. This was a U.S. district judge who decided to shoot this down, a federal judge. So it's probably accurate. I'll never forget. Okay, so as many of you guys know, I wear many hats and I started working at 14. So I got a lot of stories for you. We'll do this one. There's a story about when I worked in, I know the control room's going to hate me for this one, but I did work at Buffalo Wild Wings. This was while I was in college. It wasn't the best place to work for me, but it was right by my school, SUNY Old Westbury. We had a Buffalo Wild Wings open up. And so I was working there and there was actually a story that they made us, like all of us know, the ribs there are not beef, in case you're wondering. They are pork ribs. This was back in the day. This was, gosh, probably 10 years ago. And so you had to tell people, because this is when the Islamic takeover was beginning in Nassau County, in Long Island. And we were far warned to tell everyone that it's not beef ribs or pork ribs. Well, unfortunately for one server who didn't pay attention to that, there was a Muslim family eating there and he actually told them, and he was not being truthful. He told them it was beef. They ate it and it was an absolute mess in the dining room. Individuals trying their best to throw it up. And I had just missed this table because this table was actually supposed to be mine. Now, as you could assume, that didn't go over very well for the server. As many of you guys know, not very well. He did get in a lot of trouble. And I don't know if they even sued. I actually left shortly after. I did not like working there. Not a fan of their... One of my favorite things to eat is fried pickles. And they do not have good fried pickles, in my opinion. But anyway, so that's how that happened. Another one of my college working stories for you guys. Head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. We just extended the mega sale. 52% off site wide is going on right now over at the shop. Again, I know yesterday I told you that it was not going to last very long, only a couple more hours, but we extended it because it was so popular. So if you want to head on over to the shop right now, it's going to go on for another couple of hours since it's been extended. So you got to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. The mega sale is going on right this second. And now is the time to stock up on all your favorites, whether it's methylene blue, red, or maybe it's something like, you know, energy shots or the electrolytes that we just started selling over at the shop. It's an incredible savings that you're getting right now, 52% off. For the electrolyte drink mix, by the way, that's even cheaper than what you're going to get at the supermarket. It breaks down to a little over a dollar for each one. Again, you're not going to get any other offer like that over at the supermarket. So you got to head on over. This is great quality products. Optimal human hydration is what it's called. We have the two flavors, what I highly recommend. Strawberry lemonade, one of my favorites. It also includes the French sea salt as well. It's the perfect way to start your day every single day. You need to do this. People don't realize it, but when you're not drinking enough fluids each day, it actually truly does affect not only your energy, but it also affects your mood. So head on over to the shop right now, thealexjonesstore.com. Also, we're taking your calls in the next segment. 877-789-2539 is the number to call. That's 877-789-2539. That is the number you are going to want to call into the show. We appreciate, of course, when you do just that. So join in and do it. We'll also be, well, let me just remind you, download the app, alexjonesapp.com. You got to do that as well. If you haven't done so already, it's the best way to stay in contact with us in case anything does change. Well, that's where we're going to be heading over to. So make sure you do just that. All right, folks, we're taking your calls in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere.
Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. Your support keeps us on air, and I thank you so much, and I want to give back to you. For those on the fence, I want you to experience ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum. It's a private label, the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. So good for your skin, your hair, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that comes off a cow or any other mammal. Is incredible. And this is the final week. This only happens every few months, where you don't just, every time you make a purchase, get put in one time in the raffle for whatever cool American-made supercar they're having, off-road, Mustangs, you name it. You get put in 100X into the raffle, which they've never done before, in this week. And you get put in to win both vehicles, both the F-250 diesel and the Ford Mustang Shelby. That is a huge deal, and $20,000 cash. So take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. Bigley does, with all their great operations they do. So they're able to shut down InfoWars. You can read about the news. They're still trying. It doesn't matter, because Bigley owns that, and they're our sponsor, and they've built the Alex Jones Network backup studios and are helping build the new studios. I'm just work for them in the future. I don't yet. And so they can't stop me. They'll be the owner. I'll be the news director. So you're not just funding the current operation, because they're funding InfoWars as well, like 90% of the funding. They're also funding the future. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now and take advantage of the biggest sale of the year, 52% off store-wide, and everybody buying anything should commit in the lightest, easiest way. Become a VIP for $30 a month with one click. You instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, discount sales on top of other sales on top of everything. If you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. The reason I say it's a very light commitment, you can cancel anytime for free with one click. Just for whatever day of the month you sign up as a VIP, it rolls around every month and charges you $30. You don't like it for whatever reason, you get your $40, you spend it, you get your discounts, all that, then don't have any money at the time, whatever, you just cancel. So if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP, because you get $40 instantly to spend in the store. You make $10, and it lowers the cost of everything you just bought on top of the sale. If you're a VIP, at 50% off, some of these products are loss leaders, meaning we're losing money. But because we have a, I didn't understand this, we have a repeat sale on the store of 98%. No one has that. On the supplements, over 80% reorder individually. That's how good these are. So take advantage now. You have less than 48 hours. So tonight, tomorrow night at midnight. You have until tomorrow night at midnight. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now.
American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all with all of us today. All right, we're going to get to your calls in a little bit. 877-789-2539 is the number to call in to if you want to join the show. It looks like Fox has an update regarding Iran, the discussions that are taking place currently between the United States and Iran, as tensions, according to Axios, continue to heat up. Let's get to clip 13.
Yeah, both sides acknowledge that these talks are going to continue. But the vice president's most telling statement after all this was that the U.S. is dealing with a crazy regime in Iran, and that President Trump reserves the right to say when he thinks the natural course of diplomacy has reached its end.
You know, in some ways it went well. They agreed to meet afterwards. But in other ways, it was very clear that the president has set some red lines that the Iranians are not yet willing to actually acknowledge and work through. So we're going to keep on working it. We would very much like, as the president has said, to resolve this through a conversation and a diplomatic negotiation. But the president has all options on the table.
Vance made clear the indirect talks, which were mediated by Oman and involved Trump special envoy Steve Witkoff and son-in-law Jared Kushner, made no breakthroughs in Geneva, despite lasting about 3.5 hours. As negotiations resumed, Iran sent an implicit message carrying out military exercises in the Strait of Hormuz. State media showed footage of cruise missiles launching from trucks and boats, and the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei also threatened to send a U.S. aircraft carrier to the bottom of the sea. But the two sides did agree to exchange drafts on a potential deal, reportedly, and talk again in 2 weeks. Iran's foreign minister said in a statement, "We managed to reach a general agreement on a number of guiding principles based on which we will move forward from now on and start working on text for a possible agreement. It was agreed that both sides start working on the text for a possible agreement and then exchange drafts and decide on a date for the third round." The New York Times is reporting Iran signaled some willingness to suspend nuclear enrichment over the duration of Trump's term in office, and then join a regional consortium for civilian-grade nuclear enrichment, all in exchange for the U.S. lifting banking sanctions and the embargo on oil sales. But the
Ayatollah, obviously, that's giving us a little bit of sense of optimism. They are inching closer and closer to at least being open. I'm not going to oversell it. They're at least open to discussions, and I think that's really, really important. So I wanted to bring you that update. I want to get to the callers, though. As many of you guys know, we're taking calls this hour, as well as a little bit into the next. So if you haven't done so already, 877-789-2539 is the number to call into. Colby in Wisconsin is the first one up, I believe, and he is looking to speak about Epstein. So welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna, good morning. Yeah, I kind of have tunnel vision with this Epstein stuff, and I wanted to bounce an idea off of you about, you know, kind of like J6. Because that was like one of the most like epic protests ever, like had some of the most kino and best optics. And plus, like the reason they were fighting for, you know, America and freedom was obviously the best things to fight for. I was thinking, like, instead of meeting up at the Capitol and getting sucked into some big Fed trap, how about we all meet at like Zora Ranch and have like a party there, you know? My birthday's coming up. You know, we could have like a big party, kind of like what was at Area 51, and maybe do some like Scooby-Doo investigating. We could play some like Avicii. And like, I think it would be horrible optics if, you know, like the federal police or the police in general were like defending the unveiling and investigation of Zorro Ranch, which I think, according to a host, I mean, according to a guest that Harrison had on yesterday, you know, he wasn't really able to explore the ranch that much. But I wanted to hear your thoughts on that, about having a civilian investigation over there. Kind of going over the island would be a little difficult, you know, but New Mexico's not that far away. What do you think?
Well, the idea of a protest I like. I just don't know how effective it would be right now, but I wanted to. I know lawmakers locally in New Mexico have been trying to launch this investigation. I know that this commitment has been renewed lately. I'm looking up to the latest right now just to make sure I have the most current information. I do know that they were trying to pressure the individual who now owns the property to allow just that. I know there were also several efforts that were made, and I'm trying to remember what exactly. This is me going back in the Wayback Machine in my head right now, trying to figure out who it was specifically, but they were trying to, because they believe that there were children possibly buried over at the ranch. They were trying their best to get, obviously, the dogs that would be able to locate those bodies, but many efforts have failed. So, no, I think it needs to be looked into still. And let's see, what's the latest on this? New Mexico, the House of Representatives has approved creating the bipartisan special committee to investigate the ranch. So there's definitely wheels in motion for that front. Again, there's a desire from the American people to learn more about this and specifically what was happening here. And I think, though, a show out of Americans who are demanding answers would definitely make local officials have to kind of move on this one. It would be great to see, though. Now, this committee would have the authority to bring forward witnesses, but also issue subpoenas, which would be key. So that's the latest update now that they passed that. That was back on Monday. So yeah, no, I think it's definitely a good place to start. I mean, there's so many places to start with all of this. So many. Thank you for calling in. I greatly appreciate you doing just that. When it comes to all of this, though, I'm starting to lose faith in our government being able to hold these individuals, these sick demons, accountable. And so that's where I am on that front. A little black-pilled when it comes to the Epstein stuff, because I can't believe we allowed it to get this bad. Let's welcome back to the show Tim in Seattle. Tim, I hear you want to talk about Bill Gates. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brianna, how you doing? Hope all is well with you. And fantastic show this morning. I think a protest would be actually fantastic. I think that people should go to as many of the Epstein Island destinations or the Epstein destination and protest. Because if we don't, you're right, the government will just do its best to hold its breath and wait for us to tire out.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I went to the Seattle City Council and I demanded that the city sever all ties with Bill Gates. Immediately, based off of the revelations in the Epstein emails and stuff, he was an employee at the Gates Foundation for a while and friends for 7 years. So I think if we create this amount of pressure in the country, I think that the establishment will have to at least, you know, give us some concessions, you know, or we're kind of screwed.
Yeah, well, Tim, specifically for those who don't live in Seattle, can you break down specifically the city of Seattle's involvement with Bill Gates, so our audience is aware?
The city of Seattle allows Gates to basically have a rent-free structure that Gates Foundation, you know, rented to him at a very low rate. There's also a lot of ties. He's got his medical interests. He's got his with the donations. I'm going to go to the University of Washington today too. But he's got his building, and then he also has a lot of education ties. There's a tons of stuff that he's doing in the education in the city of Seattle as well, and all of his quote unquote philanthropic, you know, endeavors and whatnot. But it's mostly just climate change garbage and UN Agenda 2030. That's all it is, really.
Yeah.
So the city of Seattle has to at least publicly get rid of Gates. I mean, all the cities do. I mean, this or our ruling class is we're no longer, you know, Republicans and Democrats. We're basically just hostages of the pedophile network.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where we're at. That the emperor does not have any clothes anymore. You just have to have the eyes to see it. And it's plain as day. I mean, they're eating children.
Yeah.
This can't be forgotten. We're not a serious people. I mean, all of that hype that we did about American exceptionalism is, it's all just, you know, BS, you know? So
yeah.
God bless everybody. I hope you guys don't let this happen. I hope you don't let them normalize it and make it just all go away. Because the distractions, the wars, all of that stuff is meant to make you look away. So thank you very much for your time, Brian. I appreciate it.
Tim, thank you as always. And thanks for speaking up on the front in Seattle. We know it's rough these days, but we appreciate you doing just that. Let's turn to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brianna. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Epstein, but before I talk about Epstein, yesterday, it was another great show yesterday and talking about glyphosate, and which has been big on my checklist for the family, trying to get as much products, as much food free of that. And I'm curious if you've ever heard of the independent third-party certification company that is called BioChecked.
Mm-mm, I haven't. Tell me about BioChecked, because, you know, I'm always fascinated by this stuff because we've got to find a healthier solution. So tell me a little bit about the company.
Yeah, I think it's right up your alley with the glyphosate, because they're a third-party testing company, and they have similarities, which I really like, with Mike Adams.
Mm-hmm.
So they're accredited laboratory standards. They have an ISO 17025. Mike has that as well. So I trust in this company, because Lord knows we have all these companies that claim this and that, and then it ends up, we find out later. But the reason, the way that I found out about this company was just buying 1 degree sprouted rolled oats, and they have the glyphosate certification on it. And if you go to that site and go in there, they have several different categories. So they'll have the non-GMO certified, the glyphosate certified, grass-fed certified. And the gentleman that started the company it's pretty cool to read about that as well. And then they also list under the glyphosate, there's a short list, but they have brands that are non-glyphosate certified, which I recommend going to as well. And there's a bunch of new listings like Trader Joe's, Kirkland, of selling foods like that. And I think this is the next step with MAHA to get this type of thing branched over so we can make sure that people are getting things that are legitimately certified. And then hopefully that starts to lower the cost of a lot of it. Like buying the oats at Costco is super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use them for long-term storage. I seal them and put them away for 10 years and they're good to go. So that's that. And then also, I think the other part of that too, is that there's so much to be said about how to get rid of it, how to get it out of your system. And then we also know that omega-6 with processed foods, right? Ultra processed foods and seed oils are a huge thing. And anybody that's interested, I have found the best way to get it is just be on a toxin binder. Global Health, Dr. Group, has an awesome product. He also has EDTA for heavy metals. And then his oxy powder is based off of what, his own words is that he actually has his technology was kind of based off of Tesla. Tesla used the same type of the magnesium oxate that he was using that to clean his system. So, and getting omega-6 can take like 2 to 3 years to get out of your system, according to Dr. Mercola. So, I mean, there's also, you can lower it. There's a C15 that you can get. There's an acid that you can get. I'm not going to say because I'll probably slit. But it's called C15, and it drops it down to 12 to 18 months, according to Dr. Mercola, to get those omega-6. Because if you're just eating chicken that's fed grain with, who knows, with all this ultra-processed food. So, and thank you for the tip on the pasta.
Everyone loves that tip.
Yes. Yeah, that's very good to know, because wouldn't it be great to eat pasta like Mel Gibson, he's been talking lately, where you can lose weight eating it?
I know.
And bread, and
that would be great. But,
real quick with what I wanted to say about Epstein, I wanted to compare it to December of 2020. And when Patrick Byrne and General Flynn were at the White House, I don't know if you can remember back to that time. And just for me personally, that was probably one of the darkest periods I felt for myself, for a lot of people, and specifically politically for Trump. And I just felt like I got this impression. I don't know if everybody else felt this way, but I just felt like everybody turned on him, and he had two guys that went in to try to help him. We're at that point where I compare it to the scene, the classic fight scene in They Live, where you have Frank and I think George, they're, fighting, and Roddy Piper is basically We the People, and Keith David's character, Frank, is Trump, and we're trying to get those glasses on him, right? We the People are like, dude, put the glasses on. Get the glasses on and see what's going on here. I don't want this to end up where we start to get into midterms. Who knows what happens there? I don't feel good about it. And then next thing you know, everybody's turning on him. All the people that turn on, go back and look at the history. And then we're sitting here thinking, okay, we warned you. Somebody needs to get in that office, and because it's not going to break ties with Susie Wiles. He's not going to, and nothing's going to change there. Somebody needs to get in and put the glasses on Trump so he can see.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. Thanks for taking my call.
No, Chad, thank you for calling in. We appreciate your insight. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, things are not getting any better right now. I wish I had a more optimistic take on all of this. I'm talking to a lot of people who are within the administration, a lot of people putting in their 2 weeks notice, a lot of people just looking for a way out. It's quite the turnaround. I was very optimistic at first, and I'm not really feeling it these days, but don't let me blackpill the rest of you. As many of you guys know, even Chad, it does feel like there are dark times going on right now. Chad, thank you for calling to the show. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, of course. Let's turn to Benny in Tennessee. Benny, welcome to the show. I hear you want to talk about U.S. aid.
Kind of. It's more about, I think that we're never going to be MAGA unless we can stop trying to make every solution the other side's fault. I think that we need to get together, somehow break that first gear loose so that the here can start rolling again. We can start making some progress as a country instead of just constantly fighting. So here's a suggestion that I have. Mm-hmm. In Biden's last year, he tried really hard to pay off student loans. And as conservatives who, we didn't want taxes, it just seemed like a nice, easy gift to give away that didn't have to be. But we also want the USAID money back, and the Democrats are fighting us, you know, tooth and nail on that particular subject. So what if we got Democrats and Republicans in the office together? Republicans said, look, we'll give you the student loans. You give us the USAID. Because I personally would rather have that USAID money going to Americans than homosexuals considering bestiality in Rwanda. You know, I mean, we don't need to pay for that crap, but we could pay for something in the United States and maybe make some progress with the Democrats on, you know, we'll give you this, you give us that. And then the ball maybe gets rolling. Then maybe we can go to something like you give us a voter ID, and we'll give you some kind of pathway for immigrants that have been here for more than 5 years, don't have any kind of legal record, and are gainfully employed. We'll give you a path to citizenship for those people. But we get the voter ID, so that those people can't vote until they're citizens. Just things like that, where there's got to be something that we can agree on. And then if we make those offers and the Democrats don't take them, what do they look like? They wanted student loans to be paid off so bad. And if we offer them a solution to it and they turn on it, what are other people going to think about them? So that's just, I think that we got to get the ball rolling, and we're never going to get the ball rolling if someone doesn't find some kind of common ground that we can say, okay, look, we'll give you this, you give us that, and we'll get the ball rolling. Just my thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, Benny, I like how you are trying your best to extend an arm over to the other side. I don't know. From my personal opinion, I would probably just opt out of all of it. I mean, at the point where, I mean, obviously I still have student loans, and the government's not paying those anytime soon. I don't think that they should. I made the decision to go to college. It was a bad decision. It's a very bad decision. But Benny, I don't think we should negotiate with any of them. I'm kind of more of a we're not going to get anything done. We've got communists across the aisle. They've taken over the Democratic Party, and I just don't see there being common ground anymore. And so I think when conservatives or Republicans, you know, bend a knee and we try to find middle ground with those on the left, they keep trying to move the goal post. So let's say we come to an agreement on student loan, or just potentially maybe, all right, we give a couple million amnesty. It doesn't end there. They'll keep going and going and going. And you shouldn't reward people who intentionally flooded into this country, millions and millions of illegal aliens to invade us and are draining the taxpayer. We also don't have the money to keep funding any type of program to pay off student loan debt. We're a nation in debt. Our enemies, China, Russia, they all want us to continue to be in debt. In fact, a lot of that money is Chinese money. So they've been able to kind of weed their way, I guess I should say, into our system. And so, Benny, I'm on the opposition of all of this, but I like how you are looking to find middle ground, and I appreciate just that. Benny, thank you for calling into the show. We appreciate that. Let's turn to Jay in New Jersey. Jay, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, Brianna. You know, just about the previous caller just now, you know, what many people don't understand, I think, is that the other side, the American communists, they don't actually want to, you know, cut student loans. They don't want to stop voter ID because they're trying to help people. It's all for, you know, domination, control. It's to keep the voters in check. And they don't, since they don't actually want those things, they're not going to even be willing to, you know, capitulate towards anything. And this is the problem with people that, you know, go back and forth and they say, let's have a compromise. We all want to get the same thing. Mm-hmm. We all do not want the same thing, in fact, because the other side is genocidal. They want population control, and there's no, and everything is a means to an end, and there can be no giving an inch to that. And you know, that brings me to my point about the Trump administration, because I see your Twitter feed, and every morning I'm very happy that you're posting about the fact that there are no deep state arrests, and we're already almost 2 years into the Trump administration. And the fact that you know, Donald Trump has he promised deep state arrest, and he also promised mass deportations. And people point to all the self deportations, but you know, to be honest, the amount of the millions of people that have poured into this country, it's not going to be enough. And the American people don't have stomach for mass deportations, and that's proving true. And Trump capitulating to the left and not getting out of Minneapolis, that just, that's, you know, to me, that just, you know, reminds me of in 2017, I believe it was, when the Trump administration backed off of child separation policy. And that was the beginning of the end, because the media pressure forced Donald Trump off of the most basic border policy. You know, they have these cartel members taking children across the border and trafficking them. And then the media forced the Trump administration to not separate those children. And that's what happened in Minnesota, in my opinion, because Trump capitulated to the media. And this is going to be a disaster going into the midterms. And Trump will be impeached every week next year. And a lot of people are not going to get out to vote. And the SAVE Act is sitting on Johnson's desk. And these people are not getting their act together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the tone right now. And thank you also for acknowledging the tweet that I post every single day. It's just not, it's not ideal. It's not ideal. We're in a situation right now where, you know, there are people in the administration who aren't happy that we post that post every day, that I post that post every day. And, you know, it's a little upsetting that we have to continue to do it. Listen, I'll stop posting it when they start doing something that shows that they're going to go after these individuals. It was a campaign promise. We are only creating the pressure behind the scenes to make sure that it's held accountable. I mean, that's our job. That's our job. You know, I'm an independent journalist and I'm also a political commentator. And so every single day, it is my personal job now to make sure we remind the people that we haven't seen what we voted for. Folks, if you're on hold right now, stay put. We're going to be taking your calls into the next hour of the show as well. So stay right there. If you want to join the show, the number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. That is a number to call. We've got more to dive into. Also, in the third hour of the show, Tom Renz will be jumping on with us to go over the latest on MAHA. And I've got a lot to discuss with him on that. So we look forward to the conversation. Folks, stay put. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, though, if you're going to go anywhere, you got to head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com, because we've just extended that mega sale that we were talking about earlier in the show. You know I said it was going to end yesterday, but no. So popular, we're going to keep it around for a little bit. So you got to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. 52% off site-wide for our mega sale. And also, it's the final week to enter to win both the Ford Mustang and that Ford F-250. Plus, also, we're throwing $20,000 in cash into that as well. So if you're looking for a good investment, I'd say buying something over at thealexjonesstore.com is just that. You'll enter to win one of these, or both of these sick rides, I should say, plus $20,000 in cash when you do make a purchase today. It's also 52% off site-wide, so that just adds to it. But most importantly, when you make a purchase over at the Alex Jones Store, you're supporting us and helping us stay up and running and planning for our very next project that we have underway. So if you want to support us, the best way to do so is to make a purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com, and we are grateful for you doing just that. All right, buckle up, folks. More to discuss in the third hour of the program. Don't go anywhere.
Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. Your support keeps us on air, and I thank you so much. And I want to give back to you. For those on the fence, I want you to experience ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum. It's a private label, the top brand in the country. 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. So good for your skin, your hair, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that comes off a cow or any other mammal. It is incredible. And this is the final week. This only happens every few months, where you don't just, every time you make a purchase, get put in one time in the raffle for whatever cool American-made supercar they're having, off-road, Mustangs, you name it. You get put in 100X into the raffle, which they've never done before, in this week, and you get put in to win both vehicles, both the F-250 diesel and the Ford Mustang Shelby. That is a huge deal, and $20,000 cash. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now.